Cool. So usually I introduce someone else, but hello world, it's me. today, I'm going to speak to you about marketing, which is useful for the Norwich Marketing Meetup. Specifically, I'm going to speak to you about three concepts that are extremely dear to my heart, and they are the life cycle, micro conversions, and attribution. But why, I hear you ask. Why? Well, let me introduce you to Herbert. Now, Herbert is a marketing manager in a three-person team and is really fucking happy for some reason. But, I'm not projecting here, Herbert quite often hears the magic words. Those magic words from his three-person team are, this channel, it doesn't work for us. Or, we tried that. Or finally, where is the return on investment? Now, if you're a marketing manager or working in a marketing team, I'm sure that to anyone outside of marketing, you hear these things all the time. And if you're anything like Herbert or me, then you just want to do a good job, basically. You want to do a good job, and that causes you to be anxious because you don't know. You don't know the answers. Today, what I hope to present is a potential antidote. And I even have a picture for that. That's an antidote. But how, you scream? today, I'm going to give you a model for solving the needs of the customer, which is completely what John just said. But that's all marketing is. It's solving the needs of your customer. And however you do it, via channels, via conversations, whatever, that's all you need to keep in mind. Customer has a problem, you're trying to solve it. So, I'll introduce you to the life cycle. Now, Herbert lives in a world, well, the world actually, and he lives in a world of channels. There's hundreds of channels, and they just keep on coming. And I anticipate having a clicker at this point, so that could have been a lot slicker. basically, there's shitloads of them. And his CEO, his director of marketing, they just say, do marketing. Do marketing for us. But what does that mean? So the life cycle is a way of organising your channels. And it's a way that Herbert can understand it, the CEO can understand it, and probably Clifford the Red Dog can understand it too. And it looks like this. So this is it. You won't be able to see it very well, so I'll talk you through it a little bit. So you start off with your target audience. So, who are you trying to market to? Then you say, well, the start point. They probably don't know us. So, you're like, okay, well, that's probably the start point for most people. And the end point, where do you want them to be at the end? And the thing about this model is it doesn't stop at purchase. It goes all the way right through to advocacy. So, they're probably going to be your biggest fan. They're going to be telling everyone about your product. And the life cycle goes through five stages. Awareness, consideration, purchase, retention, and advocacy. And at every one of these stages, there's channels attached. That's incredibly good. So here we've got our different channels. So when people sort of say, oh, we've tried paid search, but it hasn't worked for us. We place paid search here. It's right at the beginning of the life cycle. Another way of thinking of it is the funnel. It's a more traditional way of thinking it. It's much the same. And I might be teaching you to suck eggs here, but it's always useful to hear the same thing verbalised differently, hopefully. I should have caveated everything. Anyway, so there's paid search here. Paid social media, student unions, friend recommendations, SEO. And these are all sort of placed in such a way that you actually put in an objective behind each of your channels. So instead of just saying we're doing PPC, we say we're doing PPC for awareness reasons. And so it goes on to consideration, purchase, retention, advocacy. Now, when I heard this, my boss is like a ginger Coventry man. So, like, this reaction didn't happen often to him. But it was like a true, like, coming to Jesus moment. And that's not working either. So fine. it was a true coming to Jesus moment. But it's just all about the journey of your customer. Now, the things that's unique about this model that I haven't seen anyone else do before, really in a significant way, is that it adds the retention and advocacy stages at the end. So what you're saying is that you're not just looking to get people to purchase, then get them to go away. You're actually thinking about what you can do afterwards in a structured way, using your channels, to get them to stay and then buy again. Because getting the customer to buy again is significantly cheaper than getting them a new customer the first time around. And this applies to both B2B and B2C context, especially in the advocacy stage for B2B, because if you're doing a great job for someone else, where's Ross today? There's Ross. So Ross just built our new website. He did a fantastic job, an awesome job. He's at Blanc. So well done, Ross. I'm now an advocate for Ross, and I will tell all my friends, and now you're aware of him, and that's how it works. And in that way, and what it does is it puts us all into this frame of mind where we're all in marketing. So if you're a copywriter, for example, you're in marketing. You're writing stuff that will probably go at the awareness stage, it might go at the consideration stage, but you are marketing something for someone else. Likewise, if you're in customer support, sales, if you're the CEO, you do a talk, that's all marketing. Everything is marketing if you're representing the company in some way. What it also forces you to do is be good marketers. It forces you to put in place a target audience. Who is your customer? What age are they? Where do they live? What do they like? What do they dislike? Where will they find you? What will they ask you? All these things are all really important to have in mind when you're starting a new campaign and, you know, marketing your product generally. We also have a goal. You know, I want them to be my biggest fan. And also, you have your channels organised in such a way that you can logically think, okay, well, this channel does that job. No longer do you think, well, it's not bringing me sales anymore, because often that's the wrong metric to be judging things by. So that's my thing. That's the life cycle. And it's just called the life cycle because people go through, and it's just the journey. The only other thing to point out on it is that you may have the same channel at different points in your life cycle. So, for example, social media may appear in a paid form at the awareness stage, and then a organic style at the consideration stage. So you're using the same channels in different ways. So again, you're not putting those blanket terms of X doesn't work for us. And if you've got different audiences, as most people do, it's not a problem, because you can just do the same thing again for the different audiences. So you can tailor your marketing to those people. Again, just working around your audience to really make their experience brilliant. So Herbert's feeling pretty happy right now. He's always happy because he's a photo. But his CEO is still asking him, where's my return on investment? Still. And what he really means is, where's my money? And that's because that's the way most people think. You know, I do it, I'm a marketing manager, and I think all the same time, you know, what if I don't bring in the sale? When actually it's a far more interesting conversation to say, well, what are the micro conversions along the way? So a micro conversion is simply, instead of going for a sale, you might be going for reach, for example, or a click to a site, for example, and that's judged as a success. And instead of beating yourself up all the time, projecting, then you know you can actually start to have a degree of pride in the work you're doing. So this goes down to an age-old debate between like brand marketing versus acquisition marketing, where you know like the acquisition marketers are typically like salespeople who drive people across the way, and you know they're like, you know, we've generated £12 million for the company this year, and the brand marketers standing there like, yeah, we've spent £11 million, and yeah. And these guys look great, and the brand marketers are, you know, treated like soft people, you know, who don't bring anything to the company. They just spend the money. So what you can do with the life cycle is exactly as I've said. At the awareness stage, you set your goals. So with paid search, for example, if you're basing it in the awareness stage, you say, look, we're looking to drive X amount of clicks to site, or we're looking to drive X amount of email signups through our website, and that's success. And suddenly the branding team doesn't look like they're not contributing anything just because they're not bringing in
money anymore. It's the same thing for whether you're working by yourself or in a team. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what the metric is, so long as you've thought it through and got buy-in from everyone there, that those are the things that you want to be targeting. So basically, they all matter too. So Herbert's still feeling pretty good. But his CEO says, I'm not paying you to get clicks to my site, Herbert. And Herbert's pretty sad. I couldn't find a sad picture of him, so I thought that was really sad. Anyway. So we turn to our friend Attribution. And there's this quote which says, half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half. So this might play, hopefully. So in this goal, who should be the one that's credited for it? All of them. Who said that? There you are. So all of them should be credited for it. All of them have had a part to play in the story, in the marketing story, in the journey of the customer. But the way people prefer to look at it will often be to look at this bit, the last bit in the journey. And this is in digital marketing. This is in Google Analytics. This, you know, you can see this. You can see this view. And what people will do is they'll say, the last click was direct. So that means nothing, really. Direct doesn't mean a lot. People are just coming direct to your site. But if they stopped at email, for example, that will mean that you put all your resource in money. All your resource in money. Or your resource in email. And that matters, because that affects marketing decisions. That affects budget. Which, you know, just looks to change the way you spend your money. So there are several different attribution models out there. There's lots of different ways of looking at this. So the default way in a lot of digital marketing, what you'll see on Google Analytics now, is often the last click. So if you've got conversions set up on Google Analytics and it says that paid social has driven 500 conversions to your website based on the things that you've said, be that a sale or be that email sign up, then you're going to put all your money in paid social because you're thinking that works. That's really great. That's the channel that I want to use. But what you're negating is the rest of the journey. So there's these other options. There's stuff like first click. There's linear. As we saw in the football example, all of them are to be blamed for the goal. All of them are, you know, have contributed. There's stuff like position-based and time decay. All of these are just ways of assigning credit to different channels along the journey to say which one has contributed the most, least, or to your marketing. This is just something that you've got to keep in mind when you are spending your money. Attribution is a really interesting thing that's affecting marketing today, and if you're not aware of it, then you could be making decisions based on the wrong things. And yeah, what will happen is that you'll end up, for example, I had a conversation tonight where I hope you don't mind me using the example, unnamed person, where like someone sold a lot of things by going to networking events, but then they don't have time to follow up, keep on doing networking events, because they're doing the thing that they've sold, which means that eventually there won't be anyone at the top anymore. There won't be that awareness stage thing. So really, you need to be doing both in many ways. And it's worth just keeping in mind that at the moment, you're probably on last click. So when you have that conversation and you say, X channel doesn't work for us, just keep that in mind. This will hopefully be solved next year. Well, not solved, but the first steps will be taken to be solved with a new tool called Google Attribution. I'm not sure if there's paid tools at the moment that help you do attribution. I don't use them, just keep it in mind. But this will be a free tool that's currently being trialled in the Netherlands. And it will be there next year, so you can actually see how people are converting to your site or to your conversions, whatever they may be. So, to summarise, we've covered the concepts of the life cycle, covered micro conversions, and covered attribution. Instead of saying, X channel doesn't work for us. Let's have a conversation where we say X channel works for us at the awareness stage by judging it on this KPI. It contributes to our sales like this. And then you can stop being an anxious marketer. And Herbert's happy, very happy. There's multiple Herberts. That's all I have to say. So thank you very much.